So, I've got, I think I have a confession to make. You know, you ever try looking for something that you couldn't find and, you just drive yourself crazy looking everywhere for it. And, and then you stop looking and a week later it's like under the sofa. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not, I don't want to talk about, I don't want to talk about about losing things. I want to talk about things that you never lost, but you never knew you had. I spent a really long time, a really, really long time. A really long time thinking that I was in love with her, and you were so good to me that whole time, even though she was never going to work. I mean, the bullshit that we tell ourselves, I just Anyway, I think you know how I feel about her. I love her, but it's like a love that it just would never work, and I've spent so long chasing her that we love each other, but it's not ever gonna be the kind of love that would sustain any kind of relationship. You know who I'm talking about. I'm getting to my point, alright? And I learned that earlier this year, okay? I need you to know that I understand that, and then, and you've been really good to me. You've been so patient, and then I met you know who. And I couldn't stop talking about her. And we couldn't stop talking to each other. And for so long, for just what seemed like forever, because of this fucking quarantine, we were like the only people in the world. And I loved her. I really did. And, you knew about her, even though I didn't tell you. I never told you. And you knew, you still knew, because when I did tell you I found somebody, you told me you knew. And, I'm so stupid, because that is when I should have known. I should have known that you were waiting for me. But I didn't, I wasn't paying attention. Because I never pay attention, because Because when it's raining, I never turn my wipers on. I just let things happen, and that works for me, but sometimes you have to wipe the water away. And I didn't do that this time. And she found someone else. She didn't even tell me. And that hurt. That really hurt. I mean, this year has been a really, really, really good year for reflection, but that stung. And she's everywhere. I can't stop seeing her everywhere. She's just everywhere that I turn. She's there. Everyone is talking about her. Everyone sees her. I can't not escape her. And I wish her all the happiness. I really do. But that's not my point. My point is, that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I never paid attention. I'm sorry that I didn't see it in your eyes when you told me that you knew. I'm sorry that I hurt you, even though you told me that I wasn't. I know that I was, and I need you to know that this year has been a magnificent fuckfest. Nothing is like it was. Nothing is like it was. I haven't left the house in 3 weeks. Everything happens online, and I spent Thanksgiving by myself. Well, I wasn't by myself, but it wasn't the same. And every time somebody says something to me like, next year we're gonna be back to normal, or 2020 was like such a shit year, I got my heart stepped on like 3 times this year, but I kept going, and 2020 wasn't the worst year. 2020 was the year that all of us were forced to change what we were doing. All of us were forced to just step outside of ourselves and to live outside of our routines. Nothing disrupts our lives, because we don't ever let it. But this did. 2020 did. 2020 happened. And it has been the best year of the decade, because it's the only year where everybody in the entire world got the chance to reflect, to really think about the things that they miss, to really think about the rituals and the ceremonies and the routines and the I do this every Friday and I go there every Saturday. Fucking, I haven't had a haircut in 6 months. It just, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. Because when I think about this year, and I think about all of the things that I would be doing differently. I was supposed to go to law school this year. I never got a chance to take the LSAT. But it doesn't matter because my eyes are open, and even though I feel alone, like all the time, I feel alone all the time. I look back and I realize that there's something that I never lost, but I never knew that I was looking for it. And baby, that's you. That's you. That's you. And, thank you so much for being. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you for understanding. Thank you. Thank you for not asking me questions. Thank you for just... thank you for just... accepting me. Without reflection. You're the best part. You're the best part of my year. And, I just hope everybody can reflect and, find something or someone as beautiful as you.